With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Karsh. Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. Feedback coming in on a variety of topics. Gator. Get to
trying to listen, man.
Oh, sorry. Guys, Steve Spurrier is the only answer for a college football
Manning
test.
Trying to listen to the song, Doug.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm trying to figure out who it is.
Dionne Warwick.
It's not.
Kind of close.
Is it even a woman? I don't know.
It's not.
Can you give me initials?
SW.
Stevie Wonder?
There you go.
Can't believe you thought Stevie Wonder was Dionne Warwick.
It's Dionne Warwick. Are you done listening?
I'm done, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right,
thank you.
Sure.
I can hear Dionne a little bit in this, Dionne Warwick.
I mean, is that way off?
Not way off.
I mean, I don't. Maybe not way off, but... I mean, when you find out it's Stevie Wonder, you're like, all right, way off.
All right. So anyway, here we go. Feedback coming in. Anthony and Midland, if there were Midland. How are things going up there in Midland?
I don't know. I spent most of my time in Greenland.
Anthony and Midland. Guys, Steve Spurrier is the only answer for a college football Manning cast. The man runs his mouth better than anyone. He probably would be good. College Manning cast broadcast. I want guys that are kind of recent. I like Tim Tebow and Reggie Bush. After retirement, how about the Watt brothers? A defensive perspective. Tommy in a truck.
The Watt brothers could be fun.
I think the Watt brothers could be very good.
All three of them, huh?
That is Tommy in a truck. Well done.
Are we only allowed to do brothers?
I think brothers brothers make it interesting because they've got stories on each other.
Yep.
So like the Long brothers or whatever. You know, you can find. Kelsey brothers.
Yep.
Marcus and Markeith Morris for basketball.
The Fullers. I'm with the Fullers.
Fuller House?
Right, Fuller House.
How about Harbaugh's? The Harbaugh's. The Harbaugh cast.
I'll pass.
No way.
Hey, think about it for a second, Gator.
Well, does Jim say anything?
He'll attack it with the enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Jim has been more talkative, but for the most part, no. His podcast, remember the podcast they did? He said stuff there.
Yeah, well, put a camera on him. He's not going to say anything.
Gronk Brothers?
That would be great.
It could be really good. Hockey Manning cast equivalent. How about Darren McCarty and Claude Lemieux? That's from an unnamed texter.
I don't know. I don't think Claude would talk. I think he'd just go in the corner and...
Oh, here's a good one for baseball.
Clam up.
Unnamed texter, Torrey Hunter. And Big Poppy would be great for baseball.
Yep.
I like the Big Poppy idea.
Big Poppy's great. Torrey Hunter's awesome.
Torrey Hunter is awesome.
You got to love Torrey Hunter.
Yep. Here's another endorsement for Dionne on a college football Manning cast.
Dionne Warwick or Dionne Sanders? Sorry, I feel like I have to ask now.
Sanders.
Thank you.
Although it's not clear. It just says Dionne. Brooksy and Koepka or Mickelson doing golf analysis would make watching golf a lot more interesting since they could break down the swing, speed, etc. I just like them to talk about each other. Just put Phil Mickelson on TV and I'll watch any sport. That's from an unnamed texter. Another one, how about Kevin Millar for baseball?
Kevin Millar is good. Yep. Phil was a guest on the Manning cast and he was great.
Yeah.
I thought Phil was maybe one of the best guests they've had.
I've heard more and more off-broadcast Joe Buck, and it seems like when he is not doing a game, he's much more likable.
Yeah.
In the eyes of the public. Joe Buck doesn't bother me.
I never had any issue with Joe Buck.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he can be boring on the broadcast, but I don't think he's I think he's kind of harmless when it comes to that stuff. But you're right. When he does stuff like interviews or the Manning cast like last night, he was entertaining.
Yep. Speaking of the actual game, the Patriots won the game. They threw the ball three times because it was so windy. Did you see the viral video of the field goal attempts and warmups?
I did not, but I did. I mean, I watched the game and I saw how ridiculously strong the wind was.
40-mile-per-hour gusts. There was one kicker that attempted a field goal, and the camera angle they had, which looked like somebody's phone from the press box, it like curved out of the side of the end zone. Like the ball just got up in the air and just right turn.
The kickoffs, when they went left to right on your TV screen,
yep.
The kickoffs looked like they were line drive bullets that were just flying through the tunnel.
It was like home run derby for kickers.
It really was. I mean, these guys,
back.
I mean, that was, you want to stay away from that football when that was coming in. The punters going left to right with the wind, they were. It looked like we're just trying a little pooch punt, and next thing you know, it hits at the 15-yard line and then makes a quick beeline into the end zone.
Two times in my life, I've been outdoors attempting sports. I'm putting in quotes. Yep. In our hockey league, there's one outdoor rink that you get to play on like once a year. One particular like Thursday night, snow, it has a roof over it, but it's outdoors. Snow was blowing in sideways, and I loved every second of it. It was awesome. The other thing is skiing, where when you're skiing in windy conditions, downhill skiing, the chairlift ride up,
no sir,
is not fun.
Not doing it.
But you get in this head like, all right, so we're going to be up there. We're going to ski Friday, Saturday, come home Sunday or something like that. And when you get up there and it's blowing sideways and you're like, well, here we go.
I'm going to get to the top of the hill. I'm going to take my skis off, go to the lodge, and have a nice whiskey.
Well, you've done the golf trip where if you're golfing and it's raining and you have to decide, are we going to play in this? And they'll let you go play. It's kind of the same thing with skiing. You're there. You're kind of, you know, you have no choice.
The one year with my golf trip, the competition we do with my buddies, and there's over 20 of us that did this. So we have two teams. We were playing, I believe it was Manistee National Country Club, or Manistee Country Club. Well, it's not really a country club. It's just it's not like you have to be a member. But it was kind of cool. It was the country club because it was right on Lake Michigan. You had a couple of holes there. But it was raining like hell. So when we find it, they're like, the guy's like, look, it's going to be raining for a couple hours. Which telling 22 guys it's going to rain for a couple hours and there's a full bar may not have been the best thing to tell us when we're determined to play. Like, well, we can't let you out there for a little bit. All right. So after a couple hours, everybody's kind of fueled up. And then somebody suggests to the starter, hey, can we do like a shotgun start where we can all just go off at the same time? And he's like, you know, we've never done that in a situation like this, but seeing how there's nobody that's in line to play, yeah, go ahead.
That's awesome.
So we ended up doing a shotgun start. That was kind of fun, and we played with the weather that way.
Yep. Well, it saved you some time. Right?
It did.
Well, convenience. 248-539-9797. Anyway, do you like watching football games? Because you weren't there the day after Michigan State, Penn State, when they played in the snowstorm.
Right.
And you're not an extreme conditions guy when it comes to football.
Well, I don't want to be outside watching it. No. Do I want to watch it in the comfort of my home? Absolutely. Did I like playing in that stuff? I mean, as a kid, when you're playing backyard football in the snow, 100%. You love it. Yeah. When I played high school football, we had a couple games that were in bad conditions, like rain, but I don't mind rain if it's warm. Rain when it's cold sucks. And that's where those games were like, you know, being a fan of the game, Michigan State game a few years ago when it rained in Ann Arbor, but it was like 75 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Didn't care.
That really rained hard.
Yeah.
Who did you play in the rain?
We played Losser.
How'd that go?
No, well, not well. None of my games went well. You know this. Why are you setting me up like that?
Sorry.
But no, that was there were two times we played Losser when I was on our JV team. We played Losser, and then our senior team when it was in varsity. We played Losser both times. It was awful, and that field there sucked.
So we played Losser twice in the rain.
Yeah, it was brutal because that field before they changed it to field turf and all this, the athletic fields were built on swampland, basically.
Yeah.
So any kind of precipitation just turned it into muck, and it was just no good.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Bob in Melvindale. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
All right, Bob.
Well, you know, you were talking about the announcers. And I was telling the call screener, I mean, Joe Buck definitely does his homework and knows what he's doing. But I couldn't stand him when he was with Tim McCarver because they were the most National League biased team I ever saw during the World Series.
I think you might be right with that. Tim McCarver is arrogant as hell, too.
And I know you guys probably don't remember this, but the greatest football announcer, I mean, you had Ufer was good, but the greatest football announcer for me was Van the Midas Man Patrick. Man Patrick was great.
Yeah, it was before my time here in Van Patrick, but if you didn't like National League bias, you like Buford.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.